UJohane isahluko sesihlanu. Emva kwalokhu waba khona umkhosi wabajuda, uJesu wakhuphukela eJerusalema. Kwakukhona ke lapho eJerusalema eduze lesango lezimvu ichibi elithiwa ngesiHebheru iBethesda elilamathuli amahlanu. Kwakulele kiwo abagulayo abanenye, iziphofu, iziqhuli labatshwabheneyo. Ngoba isithunywa senkosi sasisehlela echibini ngezikhathi ezithile, sizamazamise amanzi, kuthi lowo ongene kuqala emva kokuzanyazanyiswa kwamanzi asiliswe esifeni sakhe, loba elesifo sini. Kwakukhona lapho umuntu owayesegule iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lesificaminwembili. Wathi nxa uJesu embona elele lapho, esazi ukuba ulesikhathi eside enjalo, wathi kuye,
"Uyathanda ukusiliswa na?"
Ogulayo wamphendula wathi,
"Nkosi, kangila muntu okungifaka echibini nxa amanzi ezanyazanyiswa. Kuthi nxa ngiyayo, wehle omunye phambi kwami."
UJesu wathi kuye,
"Sukuma, uthathe ithala lakho uhambe."
Lowo muntu wasila masinyane, wathatha ithala lakhe wahamba. Kwakuyisabatha mhlalokho. Ngakho abajuda bathi kosilisiweyo,
"Kuyisabatha, kakuvunyelwa ukuba uthwale ithala lakho."
Kodwa wabaphendula wathi,
"Yena ongisilisileyo uthe kimi, thatha ithala lakho uhambe."
Bambuza bathi,
"Ngubani lowo muntu othe kuwe, thatha ithala lakho uhambe na?"
Kodwa osilisiweyo wayengamazi ukuba ungubani, ngoba uJesu wayesesukile lapho, kukhona ixuku kuleyo ndawo. Emva kwalokhu uJesu wamfumana ethempelini, wathi kuye,
"Khangela, usilile, ungabe usona, funa wehlelwe ngokukhulu kulalokho."
Wasesuka lowo muntu watshela abajuda ukuthi nguJesu omsilisileyo. Ngenxa yalokhu abajuda bamzingela uJesu ngoba wenza lokhu ngeSabatha. Kodwa uJesu wabaphendula wathi,
"Ubaba uyasebenza kuze kube lamhlanje, lami ke ngiyasebenza."
Ngenxa yalokhu ke abajuda bafuna kakhulu ukumbulala ngoba wayengaphulanga iSabatha kuphela, kodwa wabuya wathi uNkulunkulu unguyise ezenza olingana loNkulunkulu. Wasesithi kibo,
"Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, indodana ingenze lutho ngokwayo, kodwa kuphela lokho ebona uyise ekwenza, ngoba lokhu akwenzayo, le ndodana iyakwenza njalo, ngoba uyise uyayithanda indodana, ayitshengise konke akwenzayo yena, uza kuyitshengisa imisebenzi emkhulu kulale ukuze limangale, njengalokhu uyise evusa abafileyo, abanike ukuphila, kunjalo ke le ndodana iyabanika ukuphila labo ethanda ukubasilisa. Ngoba uyise kahluleli muntu, kodwa unikele indodana konke ukwahlulela, ukuze bonke badumise indodana, njengalokhu bedumisa uyise. Ongayidumisiyo indodana kamdumisi uyise oyithumileyo. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, olizwayo ilizwi lami akholwe kuye ongithumileyo, unokuphila okungapheliyo, kangeni ekwahlulelweni, kodwa usephumile ekufeni, wangena ekuphileni. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, isikhathi siyeza, njalo sesikhona, lapho abafileyo baza kulizwa ilizwi lendodana kaNkulunkulu, labo abezwayo baza kuphila. Njengoba uyise elokuphila ngokwakhe, kunjalo uyinikile indodana ukuba ibe lokuphila ngokwayo. Uyiphile amandla okwahlulela, ngoba iyindodana yomuntu. Lingamangali ngalokho, ngoba isikhathi siyeza, lapho bonke abasemalibeni baza kulizwa ilizwi layo, kuthi labo abenze okulungileyo baphumele ekuvukeni kokuphila, nalabo abenze okubi baphumele ekuvukeni kokulahlwa. Mina ngingenze lutho ngokwami, ngithonisisa njengokuzwa kwami. Ukuthonisisa kwami kulungile, ngoba kangifuni intando yami kodwa ngifuna intando yalowo ongithumileyo. Aluba ngizifakazela mina, ubufakazi bami kabulaqiniso. ukhona ongifakazelayo mina. Njalo ngiyazi ukuthi ubufakazi bakhe ngami buliqiniso. Lina lathumela kuJohane walifakazela iqiniso. Kodwa kangibamukeli ubufakazi obuvela emuntwini. Kodwa ngitsho lokhu ukuze lisiliswe. Yena wayeyisibane esivuthayo lesikhanyayo. Lani lathokoza okwesikhatshana ekukhanyeni wakhe. Kodwa ubufakazi engilabo bukhulu kulobo kaJohane. Ngoba imisebenzi ubaba anginike yona ukuba ngiqede. Yona limsebenzi engiyenzayo iyangifakazela ukuthi ubaba ungithumile. Laye ubaba ongithumileyo ungifakazela. Kalizanga lilizwe ilizwi lakhe. Lesimo sakhe kalizanga lisibone. Lelizwi lakhe kalihlalanga phakathi kwenu. Ngoba kalikholwanga kulo amthumileyo. Lihlola imibhalo. Ngoba lisithi lilokuphila okungapheliyo kimi. Yiyo engifakazelayo. Kanti kalivumi ukuza kimi ukuba libe lokuphila. Mina angamukeli udumo ebantwini. Kodwa ngiyalazi lina ukuthi kalilalo uthando lukaNkulunkulu phakathi kwenu. Ngizile ebizweni likaBaba. Kodwa kalingamukeli. Uba omunye esiza ngebizo lakhe, liza kumamukela yena. Lingakholwa kanjani nxa lisadumisana lodwa? Lingafuni udumo oluvela kuNkulunkulu oyedwa na. Lingacabangi ukuthi ngiza kulicheba kuba. Ukhona olicebayo, uMose elithemba kuye. Uba belikholwa kuMose, beliza kukholwa lakini, ngoba yena waloba ngami. Kodwa uba lingakholwa imibhalo yakhe, liza kukholwa kanjani amazwi ami na?